I look at that Torah reading and I find, oh, if I only wish we had that in place today. In some of those instructions on how to treat the murderer and how to treat different things, because if we had that in place, we wouldn't have people in and out of jail doing it time after time. And we've got young children just out of school being killed and stabbed, and the perpetrators are in and out of jail. And that's it. Nothing's happening. And it's so sad. And this is just here on the Gold Coast. And if only we had those things, because they were malicious, shouldn't have happened, and yet they seem to get off scot-free because the juvenile system thinks that they've got to have time after time after time of being let off. But if you do an adult crime, I think you should be charged for it. So let's get to my message. But I really enjoy listening to that and wishing that we had it back today. So before I start, let us pray. Abba Father, I just thank you and praise you for the message that you've given me today. And Abba, I know that these words are from you, but I pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart are acceptable in the way I deliver them. And I just thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, today I want to look at the terminology and state of submission. Now, to me, submission is a very controversial subject in today's world, whether it's relation to COVID-19 restrictions or even for believers who see repentance and forgiveness as a license to sin. Once we come to the understanding the requirements of the Torah and submitting according to Yehovah's plan, it makes it much easier to submit. The Torah is our blueprint. It's our blueprint for life. It's the instructions that our loving Father, Abba, gave to his children, and it was never ever meant to be changed. Now, these instructions differ for different people. They differ for what is applicable to man is not necessarily applicable to woman. What is applicable to the elder is not applicable to the younger. What is applicable to leadership is not applicable to those that we are teaching. When it comes to the lessons that we teach, the messages we bring, we are more accountable for what we say. The scriptures each also teach on submission of one to the other, of husbands to wives, to child to parent, to children to grandparents. Most believing men agree that wives have to submit to their husbands. I agree with that on one provision. And that is that the woman submits to something that is scriptural. If it doesn't line up with scripture, I give that woman permission not to submit. Everything must line up with scripture. I have experienced over my many, many years in ministry of some men who will use the word submission as a source of control over their wife, without looking at Yah's plan as well as their part that has to be played in the way a wife must be submissive. It's actually a two-way street, not a one-way street, when it comes to submission. So let's have a look at the definition of submission. Submission means to yield control of another. In biblical terminology, it means to be under the obedience or to surrender our will for Yehovah's will. And of course, Yeshua was our best example, because when he was about to be crucified on the stake, he said, "Yet not as I desire, but as you desire." I don't know what happened then. It went over two pages. So as I said, there's differing areas of submission in the scriptures. The most important area of submission to Yehovah, as I said, was the example of Yeshua, is submission to Yehovah and his divine will. And that's part of what we read today in Yaakov or James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. It says, "So then subject yourselves to Elohim, resist the adversary, and he shall flee from you. Draw near to Elohim, and he shall draw near to you. Cleanse hands, sinners, and cleanse the hearts, you double-minded." Yaakov is saying that the closer we are in obedience to the Father and submit to his ways, the closer he will come to us. It is the Father that sends the Ruach HaKodesh to bring us to the point of acknowledging Yehovah in our lives in the first place. But we have to take that step forward by inviting him into our lives. If we don't invite him in, he won't come. It is then that we cleanse our hands of all our past wrongs, as well as cleansing our hearts through repentance. Our hearts are connected to our mind, so we can no longer stand on the fence and say we are believers, but still look at another in lust or devise devious ways to con another person. We have to cleanse our hearts, all our past ways that have been part of who we were when we were of the world. Now, Yaakov was the brother of Yeshua. He lived with his brother from the time he was born. Yaakov would have known that there's something different about Yeshua, and that he could therefore speak with authority. Yeshua was a very good example for us in submitting to the Father. He taught us to do this through the Avinu Tefillah, or the Our Father prayer. And it says in Matityahu chapter 6 and verse 10, "Let your reign come, let your desire be done on earth as it is in heaven." Some versions say, "Let your kingdom come." But kingdom come doesn't really speak the truth about the reign. They're two different things. We need to have a revelation that Yehovah and Yeshua have to reign in our lives. And when they reign in our lives, then his kingdom will come. We're saying, in other words, "I want you, Yehovah, to reign over me. I want you to rule me. I want you to rule my mind. I want your will in my mind all of the time. I want you to take control of my life. Please let me be submissive to you and you alone." Note also in this verse that heaven always comes before earth. This is in creation order. And when we look at creation order, we've got to look at things in our lives as well. It is important that we have heaven's laws here on earth, so that when we pray this prayer, we are submitting to Yehovah's heavenly laws to be outworked through us here on this earth. This is what true divine submission is. Then when Yeshua was about to go on the stake, as I said before, in Matthew 26 and verse 39, he says, going forward a little, he fell on his face and he prayed, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." He really didn't want to go there. But then he goes on, yet not as I desire, but as you desire. Yeshua was committed to being under submission to the Father right up until his death. Submission to the adversary can be as simple as going along with the norm and bowing the knee to some other purpose than kneeling in prayer to Yehovah. In our lives today, children can be pressured into bowing the knee to something within their school day that if they remain standing, they would be the odd one out. We need to instill in our children that we must never bow for a flag or any other purpose than to be in prayer to Yeshua or Yah. There is so much out there that children are enticed into through peer pressure. And unless we train them now to never bow the knee to anything but Yehovah, they will be safe. We have to let our children know that it is okay to be different and not to succumb to the pressures of man. But be firm in their steadfast love and commitment to Yah and to His word alone. And as adults, that applies to us as well. Shaul, in his letter, The People of Rome, speaks about this, as well as succumbing to sexual sins in Romans 6:13. He says, never present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to Elohim as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to Elohim. Shaul is telling the Romans to submit themselves to Elohim and every part of their being as instruments of righteousness. In other words, everything we do, everything we say, should be done in a way that will glorify Yehovah. Every situation in our lives, every conflict we find ourselves in, no matter how dire or painful, if we submit it to Yehovah and allow Him to take control, we will at the end of it all be able to give Him the glory. No matter what your situation, as you submit to Yehovah's Torah and His principles, He will turn it around for good. We know, I know, I've lived it. Yehovah only wants the best for His children. The more we submit to His instructions and not the instructions of mankind, the more we are blessed. Another area of submission in the scriptures is righteous leadership, or the authority in the messianic community. And I'm not just speaking of Minister Yitzhak or myself who do the speaking here, but also those who run groups outside of our meetings on a Shabbat, and have people into their homes where they might have a prayer meeting, or they might have a situation of getting together and to celebrate a festival, in teaching festivals. You are leadership. The fact that you do that, you are leadership. And therefore you are subjected to more scrutiny by Yehovah than other people. All those that come to your meetings or to your teachings must come under your leadership. As you come under our leadership, they must also come under your leadership, because that is your running. Rocky runs a prayer meeting. If anyone else wants to run a prayer meeting, I'm happy to support that and encourage it, because we all live in different areas and different parts of Southeast Queensland and Northern New South Wales. So your leadership is important. The people that come there must come under your leadership. And we all, as individuals, come under Yehovah to the best of our ability. Everything we say or do must line up with Scripture. So let us have a look at some of them to explain what I'm saying. And I've got it from different people's groups that Shaul was speaking to. First, there's the Hebrews in Messianic Jews. He says in chapter 13 and verse 17, obey those leading you and be subject to them. For they watch for your lives as having to give account. Let them do so with joy and not groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. And speaking to the Corinthians, he said in 1 Corinthians 16:16, that you also be subject to such and to everyone who works and labours with us. And again to the Ephesians he was speaking, subject yourselves to each other in the fear of Elohim. And Peter, called Kepha Aleph, says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 5, in the same way you younger ones subject to elders, and gird yourselves with humility towards one another, for Elohim resists resists the proud but gives favour to the humble. It doesn't matter if we agree with the government or the governmental leaders we have in power, whether it is state or federal. According to the scriptures, we must also submit to government authorities. That does not mean we must compromise our beliefs or compromise the Torah. But we have to obey and submit to the laws of the land. I have to say that I've been feeling quite rebellious, and I'm virtually speaking to myself, that the mandatory lockdowns or being prevented from singing, being locked out of states, etc., are not constitutionally permissible. Yet it is being done. People are being given hefty fines for non-compliance or even turned away at the border if they have the wrong pass. This all flies out the window when it comes to the protesting of Black Lives Matter or other protests in relation to illegal immigrants. The worldwide submission to socialist practices is not constitutionally permissible, yet if we wish to meet, we have to go and abide by these socialist rules. If nothing else, we should be bowing the knee in prayer against the tactics of the government that are forcing us into a submission that violates our rights as citizens of our countries according to our respective constitutions. In relation to submission to authority, Kepha says in Kepha Aleph 1 Peter 2, 13-17, be subject to every institution of man because of the master, whether to the sovereign as supreme or to the governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of doers of evil, and praise those who do good, because such is the desire of Elohim, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free yet not using your freedom as a cloak for evil, but as servants of Elohim. Respect all, love the brotherhood, fear Elohim, and respect the sovereign. We also need to be careful in the way we oppose the authorities of our governments. This does not mean it cannot be done, but we need to do it in a way that brings glory and honour to Yehovah. In Romans chapter 13, verse 2, it says, so he who opposes the authority withstands the institution of Elohim, and those who withstand shall bring judgment on themselves. So we mustn't do that. Now, there is a way of being submissive to authority and still wanting to do our own thing. We just need to be creative. In Canada and America, again, it is against the law of the government to bring Yehovah or Yeshua into the education system format in any way. I want to tell you a true story about a graduating class in Canada. It's called The Sneeze. And these students were graduating from their 12 years at school. They walked in tandem, 92 students, filing into the ready-filled auditorium. With their rich maroon gowns flowing and their traditional caps, they looked almost as grown up as they felt. Dad swallowed hard behind broad smiles, and mums brushed away tears. This class would not pray during commencements, not by choice, but by government ruling prohibiting it. The principal and several students were careful to stay within the guidelines allowing the ruling. They gave inspirational and challenging speeches, but no one asked for divine guidance, and no one asked for blessings on the students and their families. The speeches were nice, they were routine, until the final speech received a standing ovation. A solitary student walked proudly to the microphone. He stood still and silent for just a moment, then it all happened. 92 students were standing behind him, and they all sneezed. Achoo. The student on stage looked at the audience and said, "May God bless you." And he walked off the stage. The audience, of course, exploded into applause. The students found a unique way to invoke Yah's blessings on their future without the approval of the court of law. In submission to our Gold Coast City Council, we are compelled to collect your names for contact tracing should anyone in the building be tested for COVID-19. Last week and this week, I was left the bucket of cleaning equipment plus the slips for you to fill in. When we locked the auditorium, I was supposed to leave the slips here. I didn't, and I won't. I refuse to leave the slips in the bucket for anyone to pick up and have access to your information. So when Malachi came down here through the week to hand in the slips, he told the staff member that I will not be leaving them in the bucket. But they said they wanted me to. But I'm still not going to. Malachi can walk down, he walks past here all the time, and he can hand them in when there's someone in the office. Because those slips in the bucket were just on a table when I walked in this afternoon. The bucket didn't look any different from last week, except that everything we used last week hadn't been replaced. No doubt people had used the auditorium on Sunday for a church service. And if they're not coming in to pick up those slips, I'm not letting them in the bucket for someone else to get them. They will get their slips, they'll be put into an envelope, and then after 6 weeks, they'll get shredded. But I will not hand them over. So that's my rebellion, and I intend to be rebellious. I'm being rebellious in the respect that I'm still obeying, I'm still handing the slips, but I will hand them to a person. I won't leave them. They're put into the hands of a staff member. That's okay by me. I'm happy to submit them that way. Another area of submission is one to another. In Ephesians 5:20b to 21, it says, in the name of our Master Yehoshua, Messiah, or Yeshua the Messiah, subjecting yourself to each other in the fear of Elohim. The fear of Elohim is in relation to his punishment on us because of sin. In Bereshit or Genesis chapter 16 and verse 9, it says, and the messenger of Yehovah said to her, return to your mistress and humble yourself under her hand. This is a lesson in being submissive to our boss. It was speaking of Hagar and Sarah. Let me assure you, being submissive must be morally correct and line up with Scripture. You do not have to submit if it requires you to violate Torah. And I'm sure you've all been waiting for this one, wives for husbands. Once upon a time, and I did it, even when I married Malachi, once upon a time, women always agreed to submit or be obedient to their husbands as part of the marriage ceremony. It was expected of them, and they did it. Women were not even viewed as, in those times, that they were just part of the man's property. You know, they weren't viewed as an equal partner. She did not go out to work. It was the wife's job to run the household and rear the children. The part to obey is omitted in most wedding ceremonies today, as women see themselves as equal, or even in the feminine movement, superior to their husbands, or any man for that matter. But when we look at the role of women in this world, we once again need to go back to creation. Who was created first? Man. Man was created first. Woman was taken from his side. She was not out of his head to dominate him, nor out of his feet to be trampled by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected by him, from near to his heart to be loved by him. I have written those words into many a marriage ceremony that I have conducted. Although she was taken from his side to be equal to him, he is still the spiritual head of the family. He is the head of the household, and she still has to submit to his headship in that respect. In Ephesians 5 and verses 22 to 24, wives, subject yourselves to your own husbands as the master, because the husband is the head of the wife, as also the Messiah is head of the assembly, and he is saviour of the body. But as the assembly is subject to Messiah, also let the wives be to their own husbands in every respect. Now, this doesn't let the husbands off the hook. For a wife to be submissive to the husband, then this husband has to obey the next verse. And that says, husbands, love your wives, as Messiah also loved the assembly and gave himself for it. Any man who is prepared to die for his wife, every wife would be prepared to be submissive to him. It's easy. Doesn't hurt. It's easy. You might call me old-fashioned, I'll admit it, I am. Wives, that does not mean you have to submit to a husband who has a religious spirit and thinks of himself as God and therefore you have to be submissive to his every whim. I've counseled many a couple on this respect as well. Your submission has to line up with Scripture, as I said, and Yehovah's Torah to Moshe. If it does not line up, you're not obligated to submit. I can assure you that if the husband loves his wife, as Yeshua HaMashiach loved the Messianic community, and proved this by dying for it, it is a joy to be submissive to him and not a burden in any way. I have been accused by many people of not being submissive to my husband or to this community because I am a woman who is teaching from the pulpit. Let me assure you, there is not one message I bring you that Malachi hasn't read first. Everything goes straight to him. We are both operating out of our own giftings of the Ruach HaKodesh. I can't do what he does. He can't do what I do. It's easier this way. And that way, everything flows smoothly. We are one, and therefore we operate in our giftings knowing that we are blessed by Yehovah. We do not need the approval of mankind or their interpretation of Scripture. As long as we are doing Yehovah's work according to Yehovah's word and through the gifts that he has given us, that is what is important to Malachi and myself. It doesn't matter what other people think of me. They can think what they want. They're judging me. That's their provision. It's their opinion. So let them be the judge, because Yehovah will judge them one day too. I'd like to finish with my last submission, and that's in the area that I believe is sadly lacking in this day and age. It's the submission of the younger to the older. Young people of the world today, and I'm not saying women and young children in this congregation, okay? I love every one of them. Young people in the world today are not taught respect or manners in honouring their older generations. Whether it's in a public place or in getting out of your seat to let an older person sit down, or in the way they address them. Young people do not give the older person the courtesy of using their title. I can go to a doctor's surgery or a dentist, and a young 16 to 20 year old who's never ever seen me before will use my first name as if I were her long lost friend. That doesn't sit right with me. I don't feel comfortable. Maybe it's the old fashioned person coming out again. But I believe when you don't know a person, but you know them as Mrs. Yeomans, you should speak to them as Mrs. Yeomans. I believe that Mrs. Yeomans has the right to give them permission to call her to mum. I give the permission to every child in this room to call me to mum, because to me they are my family. They are not disrespectful to me when they call me to mum. I think it's beautiful. I admit, when it comes from a stranger, I am not as comfortable. I know that when we get upstairs to heaven, we will all be equal without titles or gender. But here, the older person still needs to feel respected and treated likewise. We are all equal in this congregation, as I said, so I'm not referring to those. But we also know that the children of the world can learn an awful lot from the children within this room. In Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32, it says, "Rise up before the grey-headed, and you shall favour the face of an old man, and shall fear your Elohim. I am Yehovah. And Kepher Aleph, 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6, it says, in the same way, you younger ones, be subject to elders. Gird yourselves with humility towards one another. For Elohim resists the proud, but gives favor to the humble. Humble yourselves then under the mighty hand of Elohim, so that he exalts you in due time. To be humble, we must be submissive. Submission is a mitzvah of Yehovah. It is to be part of our life if we want to remain in covenant with him. I suppose, as I've said of all this today, I speak mostly to myself mostly, because I am so anti-COVID submission that it has to, and what it has done to our young people, being kept out of school, being kept out of university, people losing their jobs, families being separated because of the state you happen to reside, I could keep on going. I have to submit to something that I see as a socialist control and of which I am not happy and I don't want to see implemented in this country. But it is what it is, and I have to be submissive. Not that I've considered ever being rebellious, but if I was forced to wear a mask, I would get a doctor's certificate to prove that I shouldn't be wearing it. And I can assure you, if we are ever committed to wearing a mask, don't ever put them on children, and don't wear them yourselves. We have seen tests taken where measurements of the carbon dioxide that goes back into the lungs from wearing masks goes up so high, especially in young children, in a very short time, that it will remove the oxygen from their brain and it could even kill them. And people that have got lung problems, heart problems, if you've got a mask on and you've got all that carbon dioxide going back into your system, it could cause a stroke, it could cause heart failure. Don't wear a mask. The masks don't protect you from anything because the filters aren't fine enough. Yes, we can be careful, we can wash our hands, we can do all those things. But I will not submit to a mask, and I would not want anyone here to be damaged because of wearing a mask. So that's all I want to say today. If anyone's got any questions, please fire away before we go into the remembrance service. Yes, my darling. I couldn't hear you. Do you want to come down to the mic? Turn it on. Yes, Faith. It's on. Put it against your chin.
Why did Yeshua die for us?
So that we could live forever eternally with him. He died once for all.
Well,
have you got him in your heart? That's all that matters, my darling. Don't ever let him go.
Thank you for answering that.
My pleasure. Out of the mouths of babes, it's absolutely amazing and I love it. Let us move to the remembrance service.